Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to a reflection. Today I want to talk about expectations. This conversation came to me this week from several directions. One, I was listening to a podcast called The Life Coach School with Brooke Castillo, and she calls it the manual. And the other one was considering the outcome of the COP26 climate change conference, which for many has been described as a failure. Let's deal with expectations first. What are expectations? So it's like, it's fine to have expectations. In some way, it's a positive way of seeing the world. If I start a project with a full expectation that the project will work, I have more chance of keeping focused and moving towards it. And everything about what I do will support me in making that project work. That is a clear expectation. But the point about it is, the only person who is involved in that expectation is me. Where the danger starts to come with an expectation is when I am putting it on someone else, particularly if I'm going to allow my happiness, equilibrium, my balance, everything about my emotional state to be reliant on that outcome. There you see it. There lies the difficulty. This is what Brooke was talking about in her podcast. She calls it the manual, and it's about how couples will have a manual for each other, but neither side has a copy of the manual, and how frustrations and arguments develop within the relationship because one side is not fulfilling the contract that one is holding, even though they don't know the contract exists. If I'm trying to meet someone's expectations that I don't know exist, I've got no chance of achieving that. And the same would apply to friendships and work situations. It's about clear communication between two people about what I expect, what I need from you, and what you need, and what I will give you. And when you have that clarity between the two, then the expectations can be clear. And there's no room for upset because we already know what the outcomes are going to be. And a point worth remembering here, I am the only one that's in charge of my emotions and how I feel. I am the only one that actually chooses to feel a certain way. So if I'm allowing someone else's actions to make me feel in a certain way, I am giving away the power. I'm giving the responsibility to how I feel to someone else, and not taking responsibility for my own feelings. You know, that's never going to end well. We are fascinating, us humans, aren't we? It's funny, we had an example of that here this week where we both agreed that the front door needed painting. The paint was chipping off. And I agreed to sort out getting some paint. We decided on a colour. Now, I am not a painter. I cannot do painting. My wife is the painter. But I am very happy to prepare and do all the work that is required for this. So the door needed some work to get it to the stage of painting. I fulfilled my side of the contract. It was days and days before my wife chose to paint it, and I was getting more and more frustrated. It was only when she accused me of nagging her far too often that I said, we're not fulfilling the contract. And of course, the problem is I hadn't actually stated that there was a contract between us that I wanted the door painted if I did the work to getting it ready for painting. We resolved our issues and the door has now been painted. But you know, it's interesting how these things just crop up. But this also came into focus for me this week because I, like many, had huge expectations for what I wanted to see come out of COP26. I wanted to see some real positive, life-changing commitment to this idea that we are going to get behind the 1.5 degrees and put humanity on path for a sustainable future. And I got something significantly less. But it was only when I actually started to really breathe into this idea of my expectations, I realised that I was expecting far too much of these people who are the leaders in this situation. And I wonder how often we do that of our leaders. How often do we put too much expectation on them, considering the constraints they are under? I mean, what we were asking to be done at COP is such a huge task. There are 192 countries sitting in that meeting space, and they've all got different agendas and different requirements. The fact that they got anything actually agreed at the end of it was pretty amazing. And so I have to accept that my disappointment for COP is there, but I also recognise they did the best they could within the framework they had. And hey, that's the point, isn't it, really? Sometimes our expectations for people are way beyond what they can deliver. And more the point, I'm allowing my own happiness and equilibrium to be disturbed by something that I have no control over. What I was hugely appreciative around COP, and my expectations were more than fulfilled, I think it was a coming together of people outside the political arena. And I am seeing businesses and business owners step up to what they see as the gaps that governments can't fill. So while my disappointment was there around what was not achieved in the official declaration, I am excited as to what could possibly come out of this. And the conversations I've been having with people about sustainable future initiatives has gone way beyond my expectations. So look, let's consider for you expectations today. Do you have expectations of those people around you? Do they know what they are? And are they reasonable? And if you are holding an expectation that someone doesn't fulfill, how could you take that with the grace that's needed and see it for what it is? Because if they didn't know you were holding them to that benchmark, how could they possibly fulfill it? And that's it for me for this week. If you want to check out the first Sustainable Futures Initiative, it went out on Wednesday last week with Howard Gunstock. He has an amazing story to tell in how he moved from HR to become a seaweed farmer in just 3 years. The kelp story is something that could literally change the world in which we live in. So do check it out at the website lifepassionandbusiness.com. And while you're there, do check out the other resources that are available to you to help you on the journey. So that's it from me. If you have enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy any podcast, please support your content creators with likes, shares, and comments, because that's how this ecosystem grows and it helps people like you find good podcasts. So thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'll catch you next time. All the best.